So we are not going to talk about a soup per se. We're going to talk about the Community Healthy Living Index and how we were able to apply this assessment tool to Alabama work sites. And I have no relationships to disclose here. So before we talk about the assessment tool and what happened, we're going to talk a little bit about obesity in Alabama. Alabama is one of 30 states with an obesity prevalence rate greater than 24%. BERFIS data also indicate that more than 30% of Alabamians are obese. And then recently, RWJF and Trust for America's Health produced an F as in fat report, and Alabama was deemed the second fattest state in the nation. So we have much work to do in the state. So in terms of chronic diseases and economic burdens associated with obesity, the list goes on and on. I'm just going to name just a few of these. Obesity contributes to diabetes, heart disease, stroke, some cancers, osteoarthritis, hypertension, gallstone disease. I thought it was interesting that in terms of health-related costs, obese individuals pay 40% higher, the costs associated with them are 40% higher than that of normal weight individuals. And just recently, some researchers found that approximately $147 billion in medical spending in 2008 was associated with individuals who were obese or who were experiencing adverse health conditions related to obesity. So that's huge, and actually, that's almost double the rate of spending as compared to 1998. So, huge problem there. So when we think about work sites, obesity contributes to absenteeism, low productivity, high insurance premiums. Some of this can be contributed to the fact that in work sites, just occupational physical activity has decreased over time. This is really important. In 2001, our then Surgeon General David Satcher suggested that employers should support work site physical activity. And also, when we think about healthy People 2010 and the objectives there, again, that supports adult physical activity and nutrition. So now we're linking kind of work sites to the Community Healthy Living Index. So I think it's important that we understand work site specific opportunities for physical activity and nutrition. And this tool helps to illuminate environmental conditions. And then specifically the Community Healthy Living Index looks at the community at large. And the work site piece is just one segment of the community. So I think it's important that we begin to look at work sites within the whole community composite. Okay, so what do? We identified an environmental assessment tool, which was the Community Healthy Living Index, and it was developed by the YMCA of USA, along with Stanford University, Harvard University, and St. Louis University. And the goal is to assess where individuals work, live, and play. The development of this tool was funded by CDC, and we used it as part of pioneering healthy communities work that we were doing in Birmingham, and also healthy kids, healthy communities work that we're currently doing in Birmingham. So we received training from the National Y office. We recruited facilitators to actually go into work sites and facilitate the assessment. We trained facilitators, identified and targeted medium to large work sites over an 11-month duration. We activated partner engagement strategies to kind of cultivate relationships with work sites to get them on board. We facilitated the initial assessment. We facilitated the discussion improvement and planning session, which is characterized much like a focus group session. And then we tried to link the work sites with existing resources. Okay? So in terms of implementation, it's a two-part implementation process. Part one, basically we go through a series of questions. It's about 45 minutes, total of 37 questions for work sites. And then for part two, it's a discussion improvement and planning session. And it's much like a strategic planning session on a miniature scale to get the work sites involved so that they are generating some of the answers to their own questions and their own problems. So in terms of data analysis, the initial assessment is quantitatively focused. We ask questions, and then we just ran some descriptive statistics on the information that we got. And then we focus more on the qualitative piece, the discussion improvement and planning session. So we reviewed the discussion improvement and planning forms, the transcripts, identified categories, and then also identified some emergent themes. So what did we discover? In terms of our demographic information, we worked with 12 work sites. We were able to get them on board. The average work site that we worked with had about 270 employees, but they ranged from having 50 employees to about 451. And then five of the 12 work sites that we worked with were multi-site work sites. So they had employees as low as 78 employees to as many as 8,900. So you can see that the reach is large there, especially with the multi-site work sites. 33.3% of them were private, 16.7% of them were government work sites, and then 50% of them were nonprofits. They all were located in Jefferson County. 75% of them were in urban environments and 25 were in suburban, and we weren't able to get any work sites in the rural areas of Jefferson County. Most of the employees were either Caucasian or African American, and most of them were non-Hispanic. And so basically after they answer a series of questions, that quantitative information is translated into a score, a stage of change score. If you all are familiar with Prochaska and DiClemente's work, the stage of change model, this is very similar. So most of them were either developing a root system or cultivating a root system, cultivating fruit or harvesting rewards. So this scale, you can see the image on the bottom, they did not get a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 score. But they just receive almost like a pictogram depicting where they were and an explanation kind of discussing where they were, and then we talked about where we would like for them to go. So we then went on to look at the discussion improvement and planning transcripts. All of the questions that we asked were related to six core elements for a healthy worksite. So we talked about just administrative support. We also talked about health promotion and health promotional strategies, the physical environment related to physical activity, the physical environment related to healthy eating opportunities. And so we found that most of the responses were positive. For question C, and I believe for question E, we found that there were some issues there that in terms of support. So they felt in those two questions that sometimes they had support in those areas, and sometimes they were rarely supported or were in the middle. So the next set of questions asked about the likelihood of change. All of the work sites felt as though they could make some changes within their current settings. We also looked at the emergent themes. So in the areas of change, the areas in which the work sites felt like we could do something, it's very simple for them to make changes. In the area of food access, that was deemed number one. They felt that they could change vending machine items and cafeteria options. They also thought that they were able to kind of promote health and what they were doing in their organizations, including signage, communication. In terms of education, they thought that they could make some changes there, and also some policy changes. In the areas of health promotion, walking, policy changes, and education, they felt they were ready. There was a high level of readiness there. And then basic barriers included time, money, and just human capital to implement some of these things. And then overcoming these barriers just meant finding strategies to promote what they were doing, to educate staff to make sure that there was upper level management buy-in, and then getting resources for what they wanted to do, and then also creating some creative incentives to get employees to get going in the workplace. So what do we think about the findings? So I mentioned physical activity opportunities. We found that 59% of work sites indicated low levels of support for physical activity opportunities, but 75% of them indicated that they felt that they were likely to make changes in this area. So we thought that they could make some policy changes here. This was a high change area. Environmental changes were high. And then also in the areas of health promotion, they were all high, and they were all ready to make changes in these areas. In terms of healthy eating opportunities, 67% of work sites indicated low levels of support, but 91% reported a high likelihood of change. So again, the areas of food access with regard to healthy eating were important, and then making some policy changes there. So making healthy vending options available, changing vending machine policies, making healthy choices available in the cafeteria, and so on. And also menu labeling. I think as part of the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant and the Affordable Care Act, that's on the agenda in terms of policy change. There were some barriers, time, money, those are difficult barriers to overcome, but in terms of cultural barriers and management barriers, we thought that education, targeted education, was one way to go in this area. And also, the current political climate supports healthy lifestyle change. So when we think about that, we're thinking about Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grants, the support there, and also the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and I alluded to many menu labeling, if we could get some policy changes at the worksite level that complement what's happening at the national level, we think that that's a great way for them to go. So in terms of limitations, we were working with a small sample size, interviewer bias that's there. Maybe they were giving us some social desirable responses. It was a convenient sample, and some of it was, most of it was self-report. But in terms of lessons learned, we learned from implementing the tool that facilitators must be trained, the Chile process should be clearly conveyed. We felt that it was a good worksite engagement tool. Expect some resistance there, though. And then in terms of recommendations, we thought it was very important to not only engage these worksites, but to link them with low, medium, and high resources, to empower worksites to maximize partnerships, and to reinforce that worksites are part of the community, and lastly, identify ways to capture lower stage populations. Next steps include evaluation, so we're going to reassess the sites to see if they actually made changes on that stage of change continuum. We're going to be reviewing their action plans to see how many of the strategies they implemented, and then we are committed to working with our work sites and the community at large, so we will continue linking them with work, with resources in the community. Thank you so much.